Grumbling to himself, he shouldered his spear and lurched dozily along the corridor.
What is it now? Will you three in there give your gobs a rest? Soon as I can, I'm going to have yous gagged.
He appeared at the spy hole, waving his spear.
Shut that noise up. What's the matter?
Dashing from the far side of the cell, the three prisoners hurled themselves bodily at the door. Crash! The staple holding the bolt flew from the wall as the door thudded flat into the corridor, with the guard beneath it. Reaching under the door, Meldrum retrieved the guard's spear and unfastened the keys from his belt. Marielle twirled her new gullwhacker. Dandin motioned them to be silent.
Shh! Let's wait a moment to see if the noise has alerted any beast.
They stood stock still for a short while. There was no response or indication that anyone had heard. Meldrum stole softly down the corridor, spear poised, to see if rats were on the way. As he passed one cell, a hoarse voice called,
Meldrum the Magnificent, is it really you?
The hare had to look twice through the spy hole before he recognised the cell's occupants.
Seasons of slaughter! King Gale!
Swiftly unlocking the door, he hauled forth a squirrel, thin to the point of emaciation. Marielle and Dandin hurried forward to help support the frail figure of the Squirrel King. A raucous cackle issued from the next cell.
Not enough to make a dinner there.
Dandin peered through the spy hole, but withdrew hastily as the tip of a pointed beak sought his eye. Meldrum drew him to one side, and using the spear butt, the hare wrapped the beak sharply until it withdrew. Standing a cautious distance away, he looked through the spy hole. Marielle was filled with curiosity.
What is it? What's in there?
She said.
Glockpod in here.
By the ancient ears of my grandsires,
said Meldrum, turning to Marielle and Dandin.
It's a shrike.
What's a shrike?
Both mice chorused together. The hare pointed to the cell with his spear.
A maniac killer. That's what a shrike is. Butcher bird, some call them. Not as big as some owls, bigger than most hawk terabytes, but more dangerous than the lot of them. Stab you to death with that beak and hang you out in a thorn bush like some cob of meat. That's why they're known as butcher birds. Very rare, extremely dangerous.
There was a flap on the bottom of the door to allow food to be pushed in. Meldrum held it up to let his friends see the shrike. Gale sat against the far wall of the corridor, breathing heavily.
He's called Glockpod,
said the Squirrel King.
He flew in there when they were replacing the old bars, and they blocked the window. Poor bird's been living in the dark. They torment it with spears just for fun.
Marielle and Dandin could see the strange bird. It was indeed a great red-backed shrike. The mouse maid murmured in a kindly tone to it.
Hello there. Don't be afraid of us. I'm Marielle, and this is Dandin, Meldrum and Gale.